Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man Is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Tomlin today asked about Terrell Austin and said he's not making any changes and that he's been largely pleased with his work, Austin's work. Malzi, he says that because Austin's work is his work, right?
I mean, there's no... I'm largely pleased with Terrell's work, which is actually my work. I'm doing a pretty good job. But
Einhorn
I'm
is Einhorn, Finkel is Finkel.
I'm not happy right now with myself, but I'm usually happy with myself.
That's why I am surprised by a couple things that I see on social media, in our YouTube comments, my Twitter mentions, on air, all those things. And that is, first of all, people wanting to blame Terrell Austin for the state of the Steelers defense. I asked a simple question on Twitter. Do you blame Terrell Austin for the Steelers defensive struggles? 64% of our listeners said yes. 64 said it's his fault. He's to blame. Guys, take the earwax out or the potatoes out of your ears and listen to people who are around the Steelers. It's not his defense. He's got to do what his boss tells him. Now, he can go rogue if he wants, and that would probably get him fired. He's not the man in charge. He takes orders. He is the furthest thing from the boss. So that's the thing that I'm, first of all, shocked by. How many people say he's to blame? And then how many people think firing him would somehow maybe fix things? We had a caller yesterday bring up the idea, if you fired Austin, Rooney could put it on Tomlin and say, it's your defense, call the plays, we're going to sink or swim with you at the helm. Really good idea. Also, 0% chance of that happening. If Terrell Austin got fired, they'd promote either their secondary coach or their linebackers coach or their defensive line coach. And that guy would become the next puppet defensive coordinator, de facto defensive coordinator, who, or not de facto, that'd be Tomlin, would just be the figurehead defensive coordinator who does Tomlin's bidding.
Defensive coordinator Gerald Alexander, please step up to the plate.
Yeah, so I got to be honest with you. I feel differently about this than I do Canada. I don't think Austin should be fired. I don't think he
Other
deserves...
Other than as a means to an end to get Mike, in the hypothetical you just said would never actually happen, the only justification for it would be to get it out in the open that it's Mike's defense.
Right now, should Terrell Austin be fired? No, because I think if he is fired, he's like taking the blame or becoming the scapegoat for what Mike's done wrong. And I don't think that that's fair. I think it would be unfair of the Steelers to fire him.
Can I also say that I don't think Terrell Austin is actually good at his job in a vacuum, whatever it is? Every time.
How do we know that, though?
I mean, we've seen him as a defensive coordinator elsewhere.
Okay, but that was when he was probably doing the job of defensive coordinator, scheming up the defense, defensive philosophy, all those things.
The last time we saw him actually as a team's real defensive coordinator, right?
Yeah, it wasn't good.
He was 32nd in the league in yards.
Yeah.
And 30th in points.
Yeah. Actually, that's about what they are right now, Chris. A little bit better in points.
30th and 30th. Right
yeah.
Now. That's it. They're the third from the bottom in both categories. But I mean, I get your overall point that firing it, people want to see coaches get fired when things aren't going well because they want it to affect change. Firing Terrell Austin would not change anything with the Steelers.
Firing Matt Canada nothing. Did because Tomlin doesn't call all the plays on offense. It wasn't his offense. It was Canada's stupid-ass jet sweep offense. and you replaced him with somebody, Mike Sullivan, who had called plays and previous stops in the NFL. He had offensive coordinator experience. You fire Terrell Austin, you just give somebody else a title that they really don't deserve, or they really don't get any of the responsibilities that come with that job description, and Mike Tomlin just keeps doing his thing. That's my opinion. I mean, maybe callers want to call in and tell me differently, that you at least need a pound of flesh here and somebody's got to pay for this. Do it. 412-928-9370. We know Tomlin's not getting fired. There's snowball's chance in hell of that happening. So why do so many fans want Terrell Austin fired is what I want to know. 412-928-9370.
Well, I guess I want to know, do people really think it's his defense? Do people?
They
truly,
can't possibly think that,
truly
Chris.
Do people believe it's his defense, that he's making the calls, that on game day, unless Mike wants something, a specific look at a specific time, otherwise Terrell Austin is the one making the actual executive decisions?
You'd have to be really in the tank for Tomlin. You'd have to be like a Tomlin homer, Tomlin lover, who sees nothing but blind spots to say that Tomlin has been done in by Austin. That it's another just bad assistant hire, and Terrell Austin is dragging down Mike Tomlin. I don't think actual clear-headed fans, knowledgeable Steelers fans, believe any of that. We had Keith Butler come on the air and say his regret from coaching the Steelers is that he never got to call defensive plays. He came on the air and said those things out loud. Did the paradigm shift? They fired a well-respected defensive assistant who had multiple opportunities to coordinate defense other places and decided when they promoted Terrell Austin, now is the time to give him carte blanche? No. No one actually believes that with a brain.
They had Brian Flores in the building and they didn't let him do it.
And why do you think Brian Flores probably didn't want to stick around, Chris?
Because he knows that Mike Tomlin calls the shots on defense. Calls the shots overall, but calls the shots specifically on defense and would...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Probably under no circumstances allow that defense and control of it to be pried from his cold, dead hands.
So I'll ask again, why do people want Terrell Austin fired? 412-928-9370. Let him make his $1 million or whatever it is to just take orders from Mike Tomlin. Firing him would change absolutely nothing, in my opinion. Donnie, do you disagree? You think they should can him?
No, I mean, it's not going to change anything. He will just be the scapegoat for the season, and I think it would look pretty much the same. You might have a wrinkle here and there that's a little bit different, or I guess like he has some wrinkles here and there that are a little bit different than what we previously saw, but that's at most all it is. They might get like that initial like bump of like one or two games. Let's say they would do it. Let's say they would have done it today.
Mm-hmm.
And they go out and they actually have a surprisingly good defensive performance against a team who has looked like the best team in football.
Yep.
Okay.
You'd have people pounding the chest. See, we knew that was the problem. Mike Tomlin's going to lead this defense to greater heights. And then it would take about a week or two after that before the defense looked exactly the same as it just did.
And so you're saying they would get like a motivational morale bump from firing
somebody. Yeah, because I feel like...
You don't actually think like all of a sudden their schematics and everything would get better.
Do you think that it would be like specifically the guys in that room like Terrell because he's a pretty nice guy, they respect him because he's been around for a while, and they would want to win one to show that like he didn't deserve it? You know what I mean?
I mean, we just see that oddly sometimes in sports where like teams will dump a coach and then out of nowhere that
because everyone's on notice now. Everybody feels like, okay, if this guy can get fired, my job might be on the line next.
Sure, Dom, but don't you think that that doesn't necessarily apply to the Steelers because those guys in that room understand that Terrell Austin doesn't really have any power and that it's all Mike? It wouldn't feel like everyone's on notice because the guy who actually does the job would still be doing the
job. So what are you arguing? They'd be pissed off that somebody who didn't deserve to get fired lost his job and maybe it would have the opposite effect?
I think it could. I'd love to know how many of those veterans who've come in from other organizations this year, Ramsey via trade, I'm talking on the defensive end, Darius Slay, those two in particular, Chuck Clark even.
Yeah.
I am wondering how many of them are looking at Mike Tomlin, if they're looking at Mike Tomlin right now and saying this isn't necessarily all it was cracked up to be.
Tomlin says, I've largely been pleased with Terrell Austin's work. The entire time Austin has been the defensive coordinator for the Steelers, the Steelers have had the highest paid defense in the NFL. For four consecutive years, they've been number one, 22 through 2025. They've never finished in the top five. It would be like, we talk about payrolls in baseball. It would be like if the Dodgers, for four straight years, never even made it to an NLCS. They don't get what they pay for at all. And that's not Terrell Austin's fault. That's Mike Tomlin's fault. So I just, maybe I'll find out in the course of the next 20 minutes here that this is a non-issue for fans and they agree with me that Austin is not the fall guy at all. But social media says otherwise. Social media, like, fire Austin is a trending topic. Why?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.